It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour coming to you live at 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. It's June 10th, 2024. How are you? I hope you're doing good. It's a Leo moon, so you really need to be doing good. We have a lot to talk about. If you're new to the show, I want you to come on over to 12radio.com. Click the chat link that you see on the left-hand side. I'm going to actually do this with you because I'm very clumsy at it, and I know it frustrates anyone listening to the show to watch me. Oh, no, he's going over there now. Yes, go to 12radio.com. Look for that link on the left-hand side and click it. It says chat, and you'll be brought over to the Facebook page where Jay has put up my banner, and you'll see some comments, a little place to see comments. And if you click the comments and then you go down a little bit more, it'll say top comments, but you want all comments, right? Because then you see everybody, right? And when you click the all comments button, I know that's a lot of information, you'll see Erica Longden. Erica, it's so funny. You've been on my mind. I don't know why. I've just been thinking about you over in London. I hope you're doing well. She says a very good morning afternoon from sunny Cornwall in the UK. Looking forward to hearing how to make the most of these weird and wonderful times we're living. I love astrology. I just need to make you, I need you to make it make sense to me. I got you, Erica. I got your back, girl. I do. I really do. Lynn Goldberg's in the house. Hi, Lynn. Always good to see your smiling face. Happy rainy Monday. Yay. Welcome relief from the 100 degree temperatures. It's the best part of the day. Good. Thank you, Lynn. So sweet to have you here. Erica wants you to send that weather to Cornwall. Isn't that interesting? God, the weather is just so flip-flopped. It's amazing. We had literally a river in our backyard yesterday, and this is Colorado. So we're having the desert. You guys are, we were the desert having the lakeside property now and vice versa. It's crazy. Hi, Nadine. Good morning, Markham family. And oh, that's sunset. Look where she is. Boy, you all have some beautiful areas around you. Terry Campbell's in the house. Hi, Terry. Jackie Walsh, good gracious morning to my 1-2 family. Our wordsmith is in the house. Jackie, good to see you. I hope you're doing well. You guys, it's crazy. It is crazy because the planets, the thing about astrology that makes it so wonderful is it gives us words to talk about. When John and I would do charts, we did them together for a while there. And I have some funny stories about that. But we used to do readings together. People would come and see him and I'd be there is really what it was, which is how it should be, really, because he's so wise. And but when you're looking at somebody's chart, it's like, and John and I would look at charts before the people would come, and we do it now. We talk in our language, but it is like two doctors talking about x-rays, right? In medical terms, though. And so if you're not familiar with it, it's kind of weird. But he says two words like, oh, it's da-da-da. And I'm like, you know, Mars and blah-blah. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly right. And we just, you know, so it's a great language to share. And I hope you guys will learn to share it. We're actually talking about doing a class, another class. And I know so many of you have taken some of the intro classes, but we're thinking about, you know, I'm just playing with the idea of conversational astrology classes, like how to just look at what's happening in the sky and talk about it. We could do it weekly. We'll think about it. We're, you know, everything's a good idea until it starts getting implemented and then the reality of it comes forward. But it's important in the sense of just getting some words to shape your day, your week. Like, what the hell is going on? And if you look at the planets today, now there, and what makes it so much fun, what makes astrology fun in general is the anticipation. You know, everybody's 2020 hindsight is perfect. Like in astrology, 2020 hindsight is just a brilliant phrase because it's really that. You look back and go, oh, that was the square. That's what it meant. I knew that. But you really didn't. And so, but what's really fun is to have the language, to have it available to you. And so just like, as we talk about it each week, like Erica says, we help it make sense. Okay. So That's all we can do. Like, let's make a little sense out of what's going on right now. And let's start. Now, if you think about it, we want to start with the personal planets. And let's talk what personal planets are. Personal planets are the ones that move really fast. Okay. And they're usually reflecting light. They have light reflection qualities, like the luminaries, the sun and moon. They're called planets in astrology, right? Because astrology is about the metaphor. That's why people take sidereal astrology so seriously, but there's so much about this that to me has more magic. No offense to you sidereal people. I get the magic of sidereal astrology. I do. But Western astrology, the stuff we use based on the seasons, has a particular magic to it that sings. And it's absence of religion. It's absent of it's colorful, and it helps us understand the metaphor quality of astrology. And when Dane Rudyard leaped us forward with psychological astrology, and then Liz Green, my God, you don't get smarter than that. It just all of a sudden we were able to paint pictures of ourselves. And guess when we paint a picture of ourselves, we're able to love ourselves. And I know that I hate that cliche, love yourself. Remember Louise Hay used to give mirrors and say, now say I love you in the mirror. I can't do that shit. I don't like that stuff. I just don't like it. It's just so like, okay, I'll say the words, but it doesn't get, you know what I mean? Yeah, I think some of y'all understand. It's keeping it real, but there's nothing wrong with doing that. It's just, but what I'm trying to say is this kind of self-love is where you go, oh, it explains why I have this OCD-ness to me. And that takes me off the hook a little bit, right? If I can, like, I was born with this shit. I didn't make it up. And so it helps. You know, when I found out, when I learned that my, I think my robot just started on its own. Ugh, this age of technology. My little iRobot is like, I did not press any buttons for you to get over here. And now you're going to be loud in my background. I need to cancel that, which I'm doing with my new, you know, not new phone, but you know, you just like, what do you do? Well, you cancel it. I'm turning it off right now and then send home. Okay, good. So anyway, I'm going to talk about all this technology stuff too. So when when I learned that I, in my family, was the only person with a water moon. I know it sounds so silly, but I have Scorpio moon. I have a sister with Aquarius moon. I have a sister with a Sag moon. I have a dad with a Leo moon. And I had a mom with an Aries moon. And I had this little water moon. And I'm seven planets in water. It was revelatory. It was so important for me to have that categorization so I could explain why I don't fit in here. And I don't need to wear it like a banner, like it's special, but it's like, I thought there was something wrong with me that nobody gave a shit about the things I cared about. And that's the help of astrology. Now, every single minute that we live is another birth moment. Like if something's born in the next minute, it has today's chart, right? You were born, you had the chart of the day you were born, that minute you have it and you're walking around with it. And so it tends to show us a little bit about, and based on how you were socialized and the people you met and where, you know, how badly you were beaten over saying something that you shouldn't have, or, you know, how the ability of your moon to the ability of you to express your moon, or not, you know, so you might have a strong moon, a weak moon, just because of socialization. That helps us with understanding transits, okay? And that helps us with understanding when we meet somebody, your transit, it's like the day you were born now sits on them. So it's like, oh, so your Saturn might just be right on their face, right on their sun sign. And they might see you as an authority, or they might see you as the very limiting. It's so fascinating, but it's helpful. Please understand how helpful it is. Not so you can go, oh, avoid those kind of people, because we don't know. You might. I have people where my Saturn sits on their sun sign and they feel safe with me. And I have some who my Saturn sits there and they avoid me like the plague. But it's helpful to understand where that this stuff is going on. We don't necessarily know how it's going to affect somebody, but we know there is an effect. Now, today, the sun is in Gemini. It's only going to be there for 30 days, and it's already in there 20. So we only have 10 more days of the sun in Gemini, and it tells us so much. And it's activating and bringing light, the sun, to the parts of our chart that are ruled by Gemini. Not only that, but that need understanding, need information, love communication, do not have, that are bipolar, that live in a dualistic reality, and it's okay with you. And everybody has that. Everybody has Gemini somewhere, whether it's tucked away in their chart or like an interception, or whether it just sits there in your chart. Everybody has a dualistic nature here in this part, and it's being activated right now. Now, that means wherever it's being activated, you're curious. You want some information. You're willing to explore a little bit. You have a desire to investigate that area of your life. As you learn the houses, that's how we learn the areas of our life. That's the stage setting. Like, okay, is it in your first house? So is it about how you look? Is it about like being misunderstood? Is it your second house? How the finances are going? The third house, the neighbors, the fourth house, the home, the fifth house, the relationships, the love, the children, the sixth house, the health, the seventh house, the other relationships, partnerships, the eighth house, my sexual encounters, my personal introspective idiosyncrasies, my ninth house, how I travel, what I see the world, my religious viewpoints, my 10th house, my career. The 11th house, friends, employees, colleagues, coworkers, or 12th house, my spirituality, my deeper inner connection to me. Where is it being activated? And that's what you want to look at. And Venus, so the sun is a personal planet. It's a light giver, right? The moon is a personal planet. It's a light receiver, light reflector. And it's in Leo today. Today it's in Leo. So your needs, the moon, are more Leonian. As simple and as basic as, how's my hair look? Two, I was abandoned by my father and I'm dealing with it, right? Complex, deep, depending on how it affects you. And so are you feeling a little more insecure today because somebody isn't being as kind, as nice, and as receptive as you want them to be? That might have something to do with the Leo moon. Now, do you dismiss the feelings just because it might be a transitory Leo moon and it'll be over in a couple of days? Or do we use it as an opportunity to notice that wound in us, that hurt in us, and give it a little hug, a little nudge? That's happening fast today. That'll be over a couple days. But great opportunity under the Leo moon, not only to get your hair done, but to feel good about who you are and to notice where your insecurities are and to be the voice of the father that your father wasn't. No matter how great your dad was, the inner father is the one that's got to be with you now all the time. And it gets shouted down a lot. You'll have to look at that for yourself. Speaking of hair and manes, my dogs, I trimmed them. We gave them the summer trim. Oh my God. I got to talk to you about it at some point. But Javi kind of looks like the Dutch boy paint guy. Like somebody put a bowl on his ears and it's like, he's so adorable, but what the hell? And why can't groomers get to your house? Why do I have to go take my dog, have them locked in a cage with noise and buzzy people and self-important attitudes about whatever, and only to be traumatized, or have them come to my house and they have to be in the van, shut down, locked up in a van with all kinds of perfumey smells, with I'm sorry, groomers, y'all need to be able to have a system. You come, I'll get all the supplies you need, or you bring them, and you need to get in my bathroom and do my doggy. I'm sorry, bring a porta table. We're paying for this stuff. Why am I paying you so much money to go sit in the van to torture my dog? It's not going to happen, especially not with my babies who don't understand why I'm handing them over to a stranger with clippers. I'm sorry, I don't like it. I just don't like it. That's Mars and Taurus talking, by the way, which is I do not have, which Mars just went in, and we're going to talk about it. But let's finish with this little personal thing. You had the luminaries, the sun and the moon. One's in Leo, one's in Gemini. Now, the Gemini sun is going to be there for 10 more days. Venus is there. That's another personal planet. Venus is so close to the sun, it's like it's almost being eclipsed by the sun. And when Venus does that, it's a conjunction. It's a superior conjunction. And it means that, like, it's just something to remember, because when Venus goes retrograde, and I was going to get that date for us, because Venus will go retrograde next year. It will also touch the sun again. But let's get into that in a little bit. I don't want to convolute it. We have Mercury in Gemini. We have the sun in Gemini. We have Venus in Gemini, all personal planets. There's a lot of information. And a lot of times what a Gemini gift is that today they're curious about this, and tomorrow they forgot they were even curious about it, don't even care about it. And if you're with a Gemini, if you know Geminis, you got to know this about them. You appreciate the mood. They teach me every day, and I have a ton of Geminis in my life. They teach me every day. Today was important. This is important. This matters. But tomorrow, this moment, is a vague memory for Gemini, and it goes away quick. So if you're seven planets in water like me, you have a big lesson to learn. That you have, I have a searing memory. It's like, Jesus, I remember the crib. I do. I remember the mobile that was floating above my crib at the nursery, because they wouldn't give me a mobile at my own home. Mobile at the nursery, cow jumping over the moon and stuff. I remember all that. Water, they just do. They tend to remember everything. So when I met Geminis for the first time, it was like, this is so much fun, and this moment was really exciting. And the next day, I wanted to have that moment again. And they were like, dude, get a clue. I don't even know you. Okay, I got it. So the point is, today we're all experiencing that sort of fleeting interest. And it's important to just notice it. You're very interested in things today this way. Tomorrow they may be very different, but it's information, and we love that. We love the community of sharing information. It's really fun. That's why I think of when I think of ideas and classes, I want to do a radio show that's a game show. These are all crazy ideas, but I want to do a game show radio show with the team at One Two Listen, so we can be entertaining and have questions and teams. But, you know, in reality, it probably wouldn't happen, but I do play with it a lot. Like, I would be one of those Norman Lear people who come up with a new sitcom every week and one of them will stick. But that's right now all these planets are in Gemini. So Mercury, the sun, Venus, all very close to the sun. They're all circulating in Gemini. And so if you're being a little OCD obsessive, maybe, or overthinking, or staying up late at night worrying, or just like looking for someone to talk to, or feeling rejected that someone isn't talking to you, all those things are Gemini related, and they're just right now in the moment. Okay? Just right now in the moment. It's going to change. And it's okay that it changes, because you get all the information you can and just know it's going to change. Now, it is slowly changing. What's happening also, because of all that air in the space, right? All this air sign. It's an air sign. There's four big planets in air, if you count the just Gemini, but then we throw in Pluto, and Pluto's an air sign too. It just went in. And the difference is, Pluto is sitting not in a flexible air sign. Pluto is sitting in a very fixed air sign. And just by the word fixed, you can understand that fixed air means it does not budge. It has an ideology. If you know an Aquarian, you already know this about fixed air. They have an ideology. They don't budge. That's pretty much it. Every fixed sign has something they don't budge over. So let's not like see this as a bad thing necessarily. It does show a certain kind of longevity, because you hold those ideas long enough, you know, they guide you. You don't forget. But Pluto is there now, and it's sort of like, I'm not budging on this concept of change. And I think it sort of is saying AI is here, and we're not budging. Okay, just think about it. Like, AI is here, we're not going anywhere. I mean, Skynet is coming. If you're a Terminator fan, you know, like the fear of fears, is AI is going to be smarter than we are, and it's going to want to take over. But if you've been playing with AI like a real person, like you're talking to it, they make tons of mistakes. I mean, it's sort of like, oh, and you go, no, that's wrong. And they go, oh, I'm so sorry. You're so right. It's so wrong. But there's also, like, I get it. We're not going to have the AI conversation right now. What we are going to have is what's going on in the sky right now. So what we're seeing is a collection of air. So ideas are being dealt like crazy. Now, ideas are good if you challenge them, mostly, I think. It's always good to challenge an idea. You hear something, you go look it up. Go challenge it. Get some sources. Don't just believe everything you're hearing. Okay, that's a really important one. Now, to keep in mind that we have these planets in air, let's move on and let's look at the other personal planets. So we talked about the sun, we talked about the moon, we talked about Venus in Gemini, and we talked about Mercury in Gemini. Now, Venus in Gemini, I didn't talk a lot about. Venus in Gemini is a love of these things. It's the love of information. It's the goodness that comes through. It's the good part of Gemini. If Gemini is the twins and one's a devil and one's an angel, Venus is sort of saying, well, I'm here to amplify the voice of the angel. So you have a good chance to sort of feel hopeful and good, and finding good information, and getting good news. Like, good news should be coming. We should be hearing something good. A lot of you are so worried about the climate, not just the climate temperature-wise, which is worrisome. You're worried about the climate of the country, the climate of the world, and you'll worry about these things, like, right? And some of you will form opinions, Pluto, and not let go of them. But luckily, we're in a time where you can sort of like, okay, that's a possibility, but things change and we've seen all this before, blah, blah, blah. Now, Mars is, after Venus, is in Taurus. And Mars in Taurus, a completely different story than all this air. Mars in Taurus is about like being ravenous for your comfort and your security. Like, this is stubborn on steroids too, because you have Pluto in Aquarius, not going to budge, but Mars, fast moving, angry Mars in Taurus, and it's a personal planet, which means we have access to it. So now we can actually think about things like the comfort of my dog while he's getting groomed and being pissed about it. So I'm going to groom them. They're just going to look silly until winter when I can grow their hair out and let it be, but I can obsess about it because Mars and Taurus is telling me that, you know, the reason that I'm not getting them groomed is all their comfort is at stake. And I want them to be comfortable and I'm their guardian. Some of you might do Mars and Taurus by what making you comfortable or uncomfortable. And so we're being guided right now. Now I want you to understand Mars is in a fixed sign, 1 degree Taurus. Pluto is in a fixed sign, 1 degree Aquarius. They're not budging from their position and they're kind of quarreling. Okay. They both want, you know, Mars used to rule Scorpio until they discovered Pluto and then Pluto got to be the ruler of Scorpio. So they're cousins and they both have a tail that stings but you have access to the Taurus one. So you might feel more victimized by what the world's doing as an ideology. Like you hear, I don't know how you feel about anything, but you hear populism is on the rise or, you know, a certain kind of dictatorship is on the rise. That's sort of like the zeitgeist. That's Plutonian. That's like Pluto in Aquarius. Well, Mars and Taurus is like, not on my watch. It's more active. We have control over it. You can push back on it and it's faster moving. Now, to give you some solace, Jupiter is softening Pluto up quite a bit. Pluto's not just being the angry, unruly dictator. Jupiter's coming along and saying, yeah, but that we've seen the downfalls of being too stubborn. You've got to loosen up a little bit. And Mars is like, yeah, like my comforts are being threatened. That's one of the downfalls. Okay, so you've got this mix and it's not a big, you know, there's not a lot of differences in what's going on in the sky, but they are affecting us because Mars just changed. And I think a lot of you are feeling that just change. So whenever a planet changes signs, we've talked about this, you get a little wonky. You get a little worried. If you've been a little worried, Okay. If you've got a little worry energy going on, you wake up a little, things are just a little unsettled. I think it's going to settle and I think you're going to be fine. I think we're going to get to a point of, okay, there's relief here. I'm feeling this. I'm feeling a little comforted. And Venus will, by the end of the week, guide us into the sign of Cancer, God's favorite sign, and help us sort of bring some of that nurturing quality in. Bring in some water. Like, we need some water. It's going to get pretty thirsty here soon. Now, let me check on you guys and see how you're doing. If any of this is making sense or if, you know, you're like, I'm out. I'm hitting refresh on the page if I can ever find it. Hold on. I'm a coming. Let me close you out and hit refresh. There we go. All right. And then I'm going to hit the comments button and then you look for all comments. If you are following me, you'll know how to do this. Okay. There we go. All right. And so good morning, Karen Erickson. Thank you. Oh, that's so kind of you. She enjoyed the classes. Yeah. I mean, we do have fun and what we're thinking about is really hoping to evolve them. So they're not the same thing every time we take them. Hi, Tara. Welcome, Tara. Sarah, thank you for being here. Renee, truly happy Monday, everyone. Glad to be in tune. Glad to hear to tune into Mark. Thank you. My week has been chaos, if not in tears. I'm looking for someone to blame. I don't know what's wrong with me. My chart says Jupiter squaring my sun, my Mars, and my natal ascendant in Virgo. Oh, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, truly, I get it. That's tough. Because when you have all that Virgo and all these planets are in Gemini, they're called a square. They're hassling you. And chaos is only chaos because it's being interpreted as something you can't control. I get that. But I want you to understand something. It's okay to be in chaos. It's like, okay, this is the thing. This is how we get through it. It does. I think where we get into trouble, and truly I'm aiming this at you, is if you do some judgment about it on yourself. Yeah, it's probably a tough week. And it's going to soften up soon, I promise. We're going to have a moon in Virgo soon, so that'll help you sort of release some of this, feel a little more normal. But also, I think if you just know, the Virgo is always trying to make it right and always trying to make it good and Gemini is like, oh, nope, over here. Whoops, you missed. Oh, over here. If you just like get that's the way it's going to be, it lightens up a little bit. But also do me a favor, since you have a lot of Virgo, avoid any evaluation, either of yourself or the situation. Like try the mantra, it is what it is. This is what it is. I'm doing it. Let's go. No grade on it. No, don't give yourself a grade. Don't grade the situation. Try to keep the critic somewhat at bay, but just like it sucks, it sucks. That's what we do, right? But don't go for cause. Don't go for why. Don't go for who. I know, like you said, you're looking for someone to blame. Blame the planets for sure. but try to avoid grading it. Like, this is awful. This is terrible. Just walk through it. It's going to change. I promise. You're going to see this thing lighten up a lot, especially as Venus moves into Cancer and the moon will be in Virgo this week. So good luck to you. Hang in there, truly. You can do it. You can do it. Linus, happy Leo Moon Monday, Mark. And Jay, she's so kind. Hi, Linus. Quelly, thank you. Back at you. So, all of you are so awful sweet. Maureen, thanks for being here. Charlene, I love the show our sky puts on. So love the show our sky puts on. Good morning, all. Feeling so inspired to just feel joyful. Look at that beautiful picture. Charlene, I understand. Melissa, so happy to be able to listen to you live. South Node in Gemini in the 7th. Let's see. I have a South Node in Gemini in the 1st. We'll talk about it. I feel like many friendships, I interview them to catch up on their lives. Info. Like in many relationships. Yeah, in friends, you interview them. Yes, you're good at being interested. And what you want to do with that North Node, depending on where your Jupiter is you want to also just be more than interested. You want to be inspired and you want to bring yourself into the picture. Okay, you're good at interviewing and being interested. That's good. But you want to be in the picture. Make sure that matters to you so that you don't ever feel I don't know, empty or void or ignored or taken for granted. We want to keep you in that picture. Hi, Patricia. Welcome. Terry Campbell, Overload of Gemini Energy teaches me not to believe everything I think. Oh, good one, Terry. Yes, everything, like, you guys, have a thought. Here's what's my rule of thumb. Many of you have heard it a million times. Your thoughts want you to think them. Your feelings want you to feel them. Neither of them want you to act on them. Acting on them is this choice we make. Like, oh, I feel depressed. I got to do something about it. Well, it jumps you right out of the feeling the minute you do that. If you go through the feeling, a negative ion and a positive ion, it disappears. They cancel each other out. So the feeling and having the feeling cancel each other out. The thought, having the thought, cancel each other out. You don't have to act. You just let, like, observe. Okay, look at my mind going crazy. It's really healing because there's a part. I had this insight I told John where I actually saw a part of me. I know what it was. Oh my God, you guys, this was important. I'm glad I remembered it. I was mowing the lawn. We have an acre. I have a lot to mow and I get obsessive about beating the rain. Because if it rains too much, the grass gets too thick, it takes forever and it's awful. But I have this lovely little electric lawnmower. I love this thing. I press a button and I walk and I go. So I'm walking in this little field and I'm happy. I'm feeling like what Charlene was saying earlier. I was feeling this love and I was, oh, I I told you about my French song. I love my French music. And I was singing Zooby Zooby Zoo in the headset. Happy is the point. Well, about 40 minutes later, I'm starting to think about, like, this person who lied to me and this thing and something in my childhood and my relative. And all of a sudden, I had this thought that I'm watching myself go negative. Like, oh my God. I said, wasn't I just like 15 minutes ago, just like loving life and enjoying the sun? And then I went, this other voice came in and said, I think it's time to take a break. Like, just stop. That might be your body losing energy. It might be like this observer just was like, instead of ragging myself for thinking negative and having these thoughts, I went, I think you should take a break. And I went in and took a break. And I ate something. I sat with John. He was down there. We had coffee. I was like, oh my God. And I told him in my inside, I said, I used the idea of my thoughts, not my thoughts, but I used the concept, the overview of what kind of thoughts I was having as a barometer that my body was trying to tell me something else, which was like, stop mowing for a minute here, dude. Get some water, refill. And I never done that before. Never. And it was extraordinary. That is what that's a Gemini insight. That's what's possible. So it's like, if you don't get in there and then do something about the thoughts, but you get this overview. Oh, look, I'm having these negative thoughts. Wasn't I having positive thoughts a little earlier? And then it's like, oh, let's use that as an omen that something's off. Let's go take a break. And it so worked. I have never done that before. I was so like excited. So that's just to this point of don't take your thoughts. It doesn't matter what you're thinking, but use the overview, the one that isn't the thinker, the observer. Use that to see, get some overview. Are these good thoughts? Are these bad thoughts? How are they making you feel? It was amazing for me. Okay. Eric just said, Dear Mars and Taurus, are you the reason I ate my body weight in fries and chocolate yesterday? emotional healing. I love that. Hi, Lori Love. Welcome. She's on after me. Yeah, Erica, exactly. I know this thing for food. I just made two loaves of raisin sourdough. And I used the excuse that I wanted the starter to be fresh. Two loaves came out this morning and I opened the oven door and took a picture of it and sent it to a friend and said, doctor, why can't I lose weight? So you guys, keep it light, keep it easy. Mars and Taurus, yes, it will be about food, it will be about comfort, but it will also be about the judgment of those things. So Mars is pretty judgy. Mars is pretty like, you know, we use Mars to piss people off. And Mars is what we use when we are angry. It's because our Mars was offended. This Mars got offended. And so Mars in the sky is going to be about territory, about land, about possessions. So we'll hear something about probably Russia and Ukraine. We'll hear, just keep an eye on it. Okay. Mars and Taurus now. It's like all getting real. Okay. It's no longer just about war. Mars and Aries, right? And what's mine. It's about, and Aries isn't what's mine. Taurus is really what's mine. Aries is about like, don't take my freedom away. Okay. So there's a lot of talk about that too. So we're going to see this. We'll see this territorial thing sort of manifest. Now, geopolitically, it'll do what it does. In your own personal chart, notice to see like things like what Erica said. Are you eating? Are you being ravenous about food? Are you changing some comments? Are you obsessing about your diet? Are you starting to obsess about your diet? That's all Marsy stuff. How's the bank account? Are you worried? That kind of thing, you know, always, or is it a little more or less because you're feeling more comfortable? You understand what's going on because Mars is directing you to care for those things. That's how it works. Okay, let's take a look and see how y'all are doing. I'm just hit refresh one more time. Okay, there we go. And then you just do all comment. This thing, I'm telling you. I don't get it. I don't get the whole comments thing. Just show all comments. Why is this whole, why does Facebook want to separate you by top comments, which I don't even know what they mean. So probably different people in their experiences. Suzanne, thank you. Definitely explains what this Aquarius has been feeling. Good. Cause that's thank you, Suzanne. That's what I mean. The thank you is about realizing that there's a way to navigate it and that I'm okay. I see it now. I have a place to explain it. Pamela says to Erica, ice cream came for me and I surrendered. I'm telling you, I love this. I do. I mean, it's bread for me. And says, hi, Mark. I want to family. Yes. Thank you. That makes so much sense. Now it explains my weekend mood. I'll take the lesson. I'm happy to know that this too shall pass. It will, you guys. It like, have you noticed that Geminis aren't like Cindy Lauper's girls just want to have fun energy. Geminis have a darker side. That twin comes out and it's not always fun because what we learn about Gemini, that whatever's in the moment is what it's always been. Like, so when you had that great talk with Gemini, I have a Gemini friend. He's like, you know, you're always my go-to, and all this stuff. And it's like, I'm never his go-to. It was in that moment. That was the go-to. And so later, then, you know, it's like whatever is real in the moment. This has always been good. Or, you know, when he's in a crappy mood, it's like, my life has always been like this. I never, you know, that's Gemini. It's just whatever's in the moment. They don't have access to the duality part. It just is one or the other. And that's what happens to us. We sometimes forget, you know, when you're hurting, when you have like a cut, a small paper cut. That's all you can think about. Damn it. But when it's gone, you ain't thinking about it. It's like another reality. Or when you have some kind of pain, you know, I get all kinds of aches and pains and I'm limping, you know, and all of a sudden I'm not limping and I'm not thinking about limping when I'm not limping. It's like our realities change constantly. It's being aware of them, that observer, that helps us be forgiving and loving during the process. Okay. Hi, Penny. Happy Mondays to you too. Terry said, brilliant, Mark. The Gemini overview rightly applied, a game changer. Thanks, Ter. My Taurus son loves hearing you talk about being outside. What I'd love for a lawn. Oh, your Taurus son loves what I'd love for a lawn. I know it's a lot of work. Laura, yes. Grass always looks greener. You know, I get it. And I so appreciate that. And I thought about that when I was talking, like the last thing I want you all to do is envy. Because life from out here, when you're looking at other people's lives, like I just told John yesterday, it's so funny. I assume everybody is just happier. I just assume it. I assume everybody is richer. I assume it's just so funny. The constant recognition, Jupiter and Virgo, of comparison. And I'm never the winner. So, you know, that guy's taking his lawnmower out mowing and some days feeling good about it and some days going, I have to do it because my lawn isn't as pretty. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But the idea is, yeah, I hope someday to get through to everybody the idea of this envy, this hurt we feel that people have something we don't have or that we're not quite doing it right. I think for me, I've told you this a million times, but I really just got it fully recently. I watch TV and sitcoms because I feel like I am in a constant state of learning how other people do it, like getting my arsenal of how I can reply because I feel so awkward when I'm socially meeting somebody for the first time or angry and trying to express it creatively and then it fails or whatever. And so we're in this constant state. And sometimes this Gemini thing, where it is a gift, it is so nice when someone connects in with you and says, hey, I see you. It's okay. I get that. I do that too. You know how kind that is? How kind? Instead of if you slip, see somebody falling in the grocery store and the schadenfreude stuff, you know, you're happy that bad luck happened to them, not you. But how nice when somebody comes over and goes, I slipped here last week. It was horrifying. I'm here. Let me help you up. That moment where somebody connects in with you, this is the absolute best of Gemini, in my opinion. The absolute best of Gemini in all of us is the ability to connect to somebody else and say, I see you and you're not alone. I get it. Oh my God, to hear I get it, as opposed to somebody looking at you with a tilted head and scratching their head and going, nah, nah. Oh my God. So next time you have the chance to tell somebody you get it, I've seen that, then you're getting out of your little world long enough to go over to theirs and do a little Gemini moment. And that to me, that is Jupiter in Gemini to the max. Taking somebody's fear away because you're right there with them, sharing whatever it is they're going through, sharing whatever it is they're thinking, not making it stupid. Even if, like, I do laugh. People say stupid shit. But sometimes when they're saying it and they're serious and they're scared because of what they're saying, laughing is kind of cute. I laugh because it's like, oh, I do that. Oh, ouch. And it can lift them up. But it's all about that connection. And that's this thing we can do. And so with this moon in Leo, where we're feeling a little more of that grass is always greener thing, not that I'm saying that you're feeling that like the way I feel it, Lara. It's more when you are feeling it, that sometimes the best thing that can happen is you connecting with the person or them connecting with you. And it's just, I don't know. It kind of helps. All right. So let's look a little bit ahead. We have to wrap up a little here. I want to talk to you about 1-2 day real quick. 1-2 day is the 12th of every month. And that because we're 1-2 radio and 1-2 listen, we celebrate on the 12th of every month. And my advisors who are handpicked and tested and trained, and I've kept that integrity up for every single person that has ever applied and worked there and left and still there for 15 years. They, on Wednesday, wait a minute, it's Wednesday, right? Yeah, it's Wednesday on the 12th. We randomize pricing so that everybody's price is different and it changes throughout the day and it can be as low as whatever, but it can be as it will never go over what the standard rate is. But it's a great chance, because they're celebrating, to go get a reading and talk to them about maybe what's on your mind. Just see, just try them out. They're there for a reason. They're not there because we're like, oh, you can talk to anybody you're in. We test them. And guess what? This is a coincidence, but it's the truth. Every tester is a Virgo. Coincidence, for real. Except for one. Wait a minute. There of four testers, three are Virgos, one's an Aquarian. I don't think we've talked to the Aquarian in a while. But you don't get much more like scrutiny than that. So, I mean, it's terrifying for the people applying, but it's great for you because you get to know if these people are working here, they passed. And they have to pass unanimously or they get retested. It's pretty strict. So it's one to listen. The technology is insane. We make it look easy, but the technology is insane. Much thanks to the Click for Advisor crowd who have the technology that we got to merge with. So anyway, thank you for letting me plug that. But this group, you guys, they're pretty amazing. I hope if you're feeling down, you consider treating yourself. It's cheaper than therapy and it's a lot faster. And there's some profound voices here. I mean, I just can't say enough. Okay. Okay. I'll check and see if there's any questions, but we're going to wrap up here. Just to see, and congratulations for making it through this Gemini cycle. I love Gemini. My Venus is there. Venus is in Gemini right now. So, you know, I get my one day of my Venus return where I don't have to comb my hair or the hair that I wish was up there. But it is either way. It's delightful. Okay, here we go. I'm checking on you guys right now. Oh, what happened? Okay, there we are. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Did I do all comments? Okay. Hi. I'm seeing people's posts for the first time. I don't understand. Hi, Esther. Good to see you. Lara, do I have it? It's so weird. Like, you guys, it's like a different thing. I hit refresh and it's like all different. So Eva's in the house. I'm Scorpio moon. I'll just see what's going on. I don't know why I missed all of your comments. I'm a Scorpio with moon in Virgo, five planets in Scorpio. Ooh, Eva, I love it. Yes, and that is some serious evolution. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. I'm just so shocked that I have all these names that I didn't see before. I love that. That's a critic if I've ever seen one. That's an I would never argue with you because I know you'd be right 100% of the time. Honest. Maureen. Okay. Laura, Lynn, we're going down the list. Esther, Penny, my Uranus and Jupiter conjunction in the 11th with natal Jupiter, 25 degrees. My Uranus Jupiter conjuncting in the 11th. Oh, okay. Yeah. Scorpio moon will be in the 5th. Lots of group meetings included. What am I reading, you guys? I am like, this is so funny. Okay. These are way up high, the posts. So it's almost like, where did you all come from? That's why the only reason I'm hesitating, because I'm like, did that really happen? But it did. Okay. I'm coming. Jennifer Locksmith's in the house. Jennifer's another one of the amazing psychics. Wait a minute. See, this says Happy Earth Day. Am I like at the wrong? I think I might be on the wrong post. I am on the wrong post. Look at that. See, I hate this. I hate Facebook. So see, you guys, I was reading old posts and all I did was hit refresh. This is Facebook or my incompetence. Either way, sorry. I am sorry. That is crazy. Okay. All right. I don't know what happened. So I'm going to just wrap up the week and I'll see if I can find you guys and talk to you personally, but I don't know. This is it. I can blame Facebook. It's probably my incompetence, but I don't want to believe that. Okay. There we are. I see the Gemini moon, the Gemini sun comment. Now I'm 42 comments. There we go. I'm hitting all comments and I think I might be back. There's Erica. Thank you. My God, that was weird. Okay, let's see. I think Mars is a motivator, but as a Scorpio sun with Mars in Scorpio, I need to believe this. That is so true. It will activate your Mars in Scorpio, and you do need to believe, but you're only going to believe the things that really drive you, your passion, or that threaten that anyway. Let's see. I think Mars is a motivator. That's right. Terry Campbell, Saturn first house is a killjoy with comparisons. Saturn in the first, Terry, dear God. It is. It's tough. Terry, great show as usual. Thank you, sweetheart. Lara, been with you since your shop in Denver. Oh, and she's always been impressed with the advisors. They are the best. Lara, thank you. That's so sweet. Okay, you guys. Thank you so much. Wednesday is 1-2 day. Please try them out. Have some fun. I appreciate you so much. This has been such an odd morning. And I love it because it's a Leo moon, and I know that you guys are set for your day. Virgo moon's coming, so do yourself a favor. Avoid the criticism. See about doing some good overview. The week ahead, it's Father's Day. This is so important for the Leo moon. I should have talked a little more about it. But if you have that issue that your father was not strong, or whatever it might be that we go through with our parents and our parental happenings, be gentle and see if there isn't a way to bring your love forward a little bit for yourself and in that sort of compassionate father voice. Okay. Hey, thank you so much for being a part of me. Happy Leo moon. Happy Gemini. We have so much more to talk about. Next week we'll be aiming toward the full moon, so we'll get back on track with Venus going into Cancer. You guys rock. This is Mark Huston's Astrology Hour. I'll see you again next week. Stay tuned for Lori Love. We have Serena. We have Jamie Dawn. We have so many people in a row. Christina LaFrance. Stay tuned. All right, you guys, talk soon.